Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The PropCast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app today. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a free-to-play app that lets you bet on all your favorite NFL player props for a chance to win awesome prizes. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
And Peggy the shot to Brown down field. He makes the catch, and he gets it for the touchdown. The catch is made by Calvin Ridley.
Wilson.
Welcome everyone to the PropCast, part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, NBA Friday Night Player Props Edition. And it's currently Friday, January 14th, close to 12:30 on the East Coast. And joining me as usual on Fridays to break down all the news and notes happening around the NBA, as well as to dive into the Friday Night Player Props, a contributor for the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, my main man, Will Rivera. Will, how you feeling this Friday afternoon, buddy?
I'm good, Moonoff. I'm good, man. How's everything with you?
Not too bad, brother. You know, it's already Friday. I can't believe it. These weeks are just flying by. You know, we were talking offline a little bit. We've got some good games in the NBA tonight, and they'll also get into the Super Wild Card weekend for NFL. So, you know, it's the second a week of January, but we're so grinding to get out of here, man. How's everything going with you, brother?
Good, man. Good. Listen, can't complain. You know, my Knickerbockers are looking to make a comeback over here, man. We got some news that we're going to go definitely get into in a little bit. Some great news that actually came in yesterday. I think it was a pretty much like a steal for us, but we'll definitely get into that in a little bit, man.
Yeah, let's dive into that here real quick before we do our player props for tonight. Obviously, the news that came down, Atlanta Hawks trading Cam Reddish and I believe Solomon Hill and I believe a second round pick as well as a package to the New York Knicks for Kevin Knox and I believe a first round pick as well. Initially, when I saw this news, it was a little bit of a head scratcher for me. I think we're discussing this in the NBA Slack channel as well, is that obviously exciting player that you get Cam Reddish paired up with RJ Barrett, you know, the guys that played together at Duke. Now you're just missing Zion Williamson for that big three. But, you know, the thing that I think was obviously Cam Reddish is a guy that can score the basketball. He can shoot the ball well. But for me, it felt like that they just added another guy where they're going to have to allocate minutes to, because there's already a type of logjam here at the forward and the guard position. But before we dive into that, initial thoughts on the trade of getting at least Cam Reddish into the Big Apple to play at Madison Square Garden, Will?
So first and foremost, man, I think it was a great move. I think we definitely were the team that got the better end of the trade. 100%. You know, I watched RJ Barrett play when he was at Duke, and as you remember, there was a top three, right? So it was Zion, RJ Barrett, as well as Cam Reddish out there. So Cam coming in, man, you know, he needs to play like he was playing at Duke, though, right? He hasn't been doing that well in Atlanta, and that's the reason why they traded him. But I think, you know, the skill is definitely there and the talent is definitely there. So I think that him coming to New York is probably, I'm hoping that it's just a change of scenery, that all he needs is to play well and put up some numbers out there. Obviously, he got drafted pretty high coming out of college after his first year. So, you know, we do have, it is a bottleneck out there, as you mentioned, with the forwards and then also just with the, with some shooters that we got there. We also got Grimes, you know, the rookie out of Houston. He's a pure shooter. He's going to be great. But I think that, you know, that's why you pay these coaches these high salaries, right? These lucrative salaries, so they could go ahead and just make sure that they put in the best lineups out there night in and night out, and then everything could go work out. So I got trust that, you know, I trust that Thibodeau's going to be able to do his thing and pretty much make sure that Cam Reddish could come in there in relief, probably not start, but probably be like the sixth or seventh man off the bench and make some things happen out there on the floor.
Yeah, it looks like right now there's like a little bit at a logjam, at least at the guard position, with you know, obviously you acquired Kemba Walker in the offseason. And then you also have, like you mentioned, Quinn Grimes, who's I'm familiar with because, yeah, he did go to University of Houston down here, so definitely familiar with him. But you also have Miles McBride that came out of West Virginia. You have Emmanuel Quickley. Derrick Rose is going to come back from injury as well eventually. And then also, like we talked about, RJ Barrett and also Alec Burks, who's been starting as well. And then you also have to throw in Evan Fournier. So a bit of a logjam in that guard position. Well, do you think there's a move coming for this Knicks team to kind of get some of these guys traded and make some room or allocate more minutes to some of these guys that are part of the future for the Knicks?
Yeah, I definitely think this is just the start of it. I don't think that, you know, we're going to stop here. I think there's definitely going to be more moves being made by the Knicks. But again, listen, you can't have enough shooters, right? You can't have enough shooters on your team out there. And we've seen some teams have had success in the past and even win some championships. I mean, they have some good shooters out there. So I think that, you know, the Knicks are definitely moving in the right direction. Again, adding Cam Reddish is something that is needed just for the simple fact that, and we talked about this last Friday, the Knicks just tend to start off slow in the first quarter, in the first half, right? And then they come back and have to put in pretty much their max effort to close out these games and come out with a win. So if we could get ahead in some of these games, man, and start off well in the first quarter, first half, then I think we're definitely going to be in a good situation heading towards the end of the season and trying to get into the playoffs, man. That's the goal, right? Get into the playoffs, but then also making some moves once we're in there. So I think this is just the start of it, but I think there's definitely gonna have to be some moves made because there is a bottleneck there with the at the guard and the small forward position.
Yeah, last season for the Knicks, I mean, it was like no doubt that we were backing as far as betters that we're taking Knicks in the first half and even full game because they were just that good of a team that they created some type of identity that when Tibbs came in, he kind of changed the culture there. It was led by guys like Julius Randle last season. You know, I think made the All-Star team last year. You also had RJ Barrett, you know, in the fold last season as well. So Derrick Rose was a big part of it as well when they acquired him via trade last season. So this season, it's been a little more tricky as far as backing the Knicks because you kind of have to pick and choose your spots because I feel like that identity right now from year to year has changed because of that bottleneck, like you talked about, Will. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of transpires as we get closer and closer to the trade deadline here. But I definitely do think they're not done making moves. I don't think Kemba Walker is going to be on this team come trade deadline. You know, I'm sure there's teams out there that can use his services as far as a backup point guard position for Kemba Walker. But yeah, he's been dealing with the same knee injury and kind of trying to manage that and make sure he's out there on the floor. But yeah, definitely a lot of great young talent, Will, for this team, for the New York Knicks, and the future does look bright for them. Anything else that you maybe noticed around the league that you want to mention, Will, before we do get into our player props, anything that you've seen over the past couple weeks, or at least this past week in the NBA?
Man, a couple of things, So again, I'm going to stay on my Knickerbockers real quick and just mention this, and then they'll just move on. But so far this this month, we got RJ Barrett with 3 games over 30 points. So far he's we're 6-0 when he scores 30 plus points, which is great. So his last two games, he scored 31 points against San Antonio and then 32 points against Dallas, which is good. So yeah. I'm hoping that that trend continues. And tomorrow just so happens that we're going up against the Atlanta Hawks. So I think that's going to be a good game, not only for Cam Reddish, but also RJ Barrett down there to pretty much redeem himself from that first round horrific loss that we had in the playoffs last year. So I know he's going to be motivated to do that. Also, yeah. Listen, Ja Morant, Memphis Grizzlies, he's not human. That dude is just night in and night out, just doing his thing. Memphis Grizzlies have been putting up some good wins against some great teams out there. And then Klay Thompson, right? Klay Thompson is back. Last night, not a good showing, not only for Klay Thompson, but for the entire team. I mean, these guys pretty much got blown out. Right. It ended, it was a final of a 118-99, but the game, you know, I'm sure you watched the game. It wasn't close at all. I mean, at one point, they were almost down by like 40 points. So, yeah. You know, I know he's going to be – they play again tonight, so back-to-back. So they already mentioned that he won't be going – he won't be playing. Not because he doesn't feel well, but just for precautionary reasons, right. Which is good. But, yeah, it's glad to see him back, man. He's been – he was gone for 2.5 years, so it's good to see him there. Obviously, shoot. So got to get some of that rust out of there from Clay, but definitely looking forward to see what he has for the rest of the year. And, yeah, man, Ja Morant has been on a tear. And then Kyrie Irving. You know, I'd be interesting to hear your take on that. I saw the other day that there is a possibility where he could go ahead and play at home if, yeah. You know, Brooklyn Nets pay a fine. So I think like the first offense is like, you know, warning, and then it's going to be like $1,000, and then all the way up to like $5,000, but it's capped at $5,000, right? So if you're the Nets, do you take that chance and pretty much just write that off?
You know, this is a tricky part of it, right? Because, you know, we don't try to get like political and stuff about the whole vaccination thing on our shows, but it's crazy to me to think that the Nets before the season started, that they were mandating all their players to be vaccinated if they're going to play. And, you know, since you're, you know, familiar with the New York area and things like that. So specifically, for New York and the city, do you have to be vaccinated to attend indoor events? Is that what the mandate kind of is right now for the city?
Oh, yeah, man. Listen, New York City is like completely locked down, man. You can't even go into some of these restaurants and sit down without proof of vaccination. So they're starting to ramp up as other places are, right? As other cities and states are starting to do. I think New York was definitely ahead of it before everybody else's for the simple fact that everything that happened once this started. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens there, because it's pretty much like, hey, are we trying to follow these guidelines or not? But when I saw that yesterday, it was pretty interesting. So we'll see what they decide to do, mm-hmm. You know, with everything, because like I said, it's not something that's pretty much league wide. So it's pretty much independently on that team and the city and state.
Yeah. I don't know. So yeah, we talked about how the Nets came out and said, hey, everybody has to be vaccinated, or the city even said that you have to be vaccinated, be playing in the indoor or attending indoor events. Now, I think it kind of goes back to the conversation that the Nets are now kind of being more lenient, I guess you can say, to sacrifice wins. Maybe that's what it's seeming like. But you know, from a basketball perspective, when Kyrie Irving, James Harden, and Kevin Durant are on the floor together, they are unstoppable. I think this was the first time prior to the news coming out of both James Harden and Kyrie Irving being in the game against Chicago, they were, I think, a 2-point underdog, moved to 1.5. And then when the news came out, both those guys were playing, that they moved to a 1.5-point favorite. But, you know, at that point, it didn't matter. The spread was irrelevant. They absolutely blew the doors off of the Chicago Bulls. But, you know, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see what the Nets kind of want to do about that and pay a fine and let Kyrie play. But I think eventually when you're getting into the playoffs and you know, teams and cities are mandating that players and people be vaccinated to attend these indoor events, it's going to come to a point where Kyrie's going to have to make a decision on if he wants to get vaccinated or not. But from a basketball perspective, the Brooklyn Nets, if healthy, and you have this big three on the floor, they're unstoppable, man. The offense, I mean, I think this we can say the greatest accumulation of guard play as a big three in the history of the NBA between these three guys. It's amazing to see. And I think that, again, last season when they were bounced by the Milwaukee Bucks, it was only Kevin Durant playing for the Brooklyn Nets, right? James Harden was down with the injury with the hamstring, and Kyrie Irving was out with the ankle injury. But again, if he had a healthy one of those two guys, I think they could have got to the championship. But it's all hindsight now. Now you're focused on this season. The Nets are going to have to make that decision about paying the fine and letting Kyrie play or not, because right now you're seeing at least Kevin Durant has been playing a lot of minutes for the Brooklyn Nets. You know, James Harden has been also playing a lot of minutes, but he also has those nagging injuries with the hamstrings and things like that. So you have to give these guys nights off. And that's where Kyrie kind of comes into play, because he hasn't played very many minutes or very many games because of the whole vaccination thing. So that's an interesting conversation. And kind of quickly getting over to the John Morant. Oh my God. You're right. This guy's not human, brother. I mean, for the Memphis Grizzlies to win 11 games in a row here and what he's been able to do. I was watching this game last night against the Minnesota Timberwolves in the past couple games. Dude, John Morant is not afraid to get to the paint. He doesn't care who's standing there. He's going to attack the paint, and he's going to get to the free throw line, Will. So definitely a player that's the odds-on favorite to win the most improved player at minus 190. And I think that if he's able to stay healthy, I think he pretty much has that award locked up. Will, what do you think?
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. Like you said, I mean, he's the most consistent guard, I think, right now. And I think he's up there as well with the in the All-Star votes. Yeah. As Mars is getting like the most votes. So I think he's proven, man, ever since he's gotten to the league. So coming back from the injury, we see that he's putting up the numbers not only on the offensive side, but he's also making some like great highlights on the defensive side as well. I know you probably watched the game the other day when he had that block pretty much coming. He just like took the ball off the backboard. So again, this is not somebody that's like 6'6 or 6'7. This dude is like 6 foot, you know, or 6'1 at the most, just with incredible hops, man, and just like very, very athletic. So it's gonna be interesting to see, man, for the rest of this year what he's able to do. But I think he's gonna definitely you know, keep on par. They're 30-14 right now. That's going to be one of the later games tonight. They are playing at home against Dallas, so it's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
They are right now favored by 2 points. So it'll be interesting to see if they could go ahead and continue that win streak.
Yeah, John Morant is currently second among guards in the All-Star voting. There's a significant gap between Steph Curry, who's number one in guards for the Western Conference, but then John Morant, number two with about 1.6 million votes. And then number three is Luka at 1.4. So that kind of tells you what the voters and fans are thinking of what John Morant has done. And rightfully so, this guy should be a starting guard in the Western Conference for this All-Star team or at least in the All-Star game this year. Anything else, Will, we've seen around the NBA? I know you touched on the Klay Thompson stuff. You know, we were having a conversation about this in the Slack channel as well. I think it's just going to take him a couple weeks just to kind of get his form back, man. And you know, we can't blame, the Warriors and Klay Thompson for taking their time, because once this guy gets up to game speed and is comfortable getting up to the game speed and knocking down the shots and being the elite defender that he is, Splash Bros are going to be back, man.
Yeah, definitely. I was watching the game last night. Obviously, it was on prime time, and he's moving around pretty well. Just I think it's still that rust, right? There's nothing that could pretty much mimic the game speed and gameplay. So he did have a couple open looks at the basket, just didn't happen to fall. But then in a losing effort and a blowout effort, you know, he was only capped at 20 minutes. So I think that, him being out tonight, but then coming back for the next game, I think we should be able to see him come back into form slowly but surely.
Yeah, 100%, man. I'm just excited for Klay to be back after just all the gruesome injuries that he had to deal with the torn ACL and then obviously the Achilles injuries that he had. So glad to have Klay back. We're struggling a little bit, but I'm sure they're going to find their form once the rotations and things like that are figured out for the Warriors. Well, let's take one quick break here, bud. We'll dive into our NBA player props for Friday night. So we'll be right back after we hear from our sponsors.
Ready to win money and boost your odds? WynnBET is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We're bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, golf, MMA, WNBA, college football, and more. WynnBET has some brand new bonuses. Bet $5, win 400 in free bets. Also, win a VIP trip to Shaq's Funhouse in LA. Bet $20 on WynnBET's Build Your Own feature and earn a chance to win a once-in-a-lifetime experience for the big game. You and three guests will receive a VIP experience at Shaq's Funhouse, two nights at Wynn Las Vegas, a $5,000 free bet at Wynn Las Vegas Sportsbook, and $5,000 in travel credit. Great promos, odds, and payouts are happening right now at WynnBET. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. Ready to play? Sign up today to receive a special offer, a risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Bet big, win bigger with WynnBET. Download the WynnBET app now or visit WYNNBET.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. NFL playoffs are around the corner and PropSwap has the best odds on Super Bowl futures. See a ticket you like but think the price is too high? Submit a bid for a price you think is fair, then buy it. You can always find the best odds because you're buying directly from other bettors just like yourself. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and PropSwap will double it up to $500. Double the cash means double the odds. Sellers across the country list their sports bets for sale and thousands of buyers visit PropSwap every day to find the best odds on futures, props, and parlays. Last week, Scott from Virginia purchased a Green Bay Packers Super Bowl ticket at odds of 6-1 when sportsbooks are only offering plus 450. If you're not using PropSwap, then you're missing out. Get started today by going to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. PropSwap is where America buys and sells sports bets. All right, coming off of the break, let's get into these player props for this Friday night schedule. Will, I'm going to give you the floor first, brother. First player prop for tonight, man. What do you got?
So first player prop for tonight, when I looked at this, I was like, okay, all the stars are aligned. This is a Friday night. And I got to go with the most obvious thing for tonight. So we got Joel Embiid going up against Boston Celtics tonight at home. We know that Boston has been pretty much struggling on the road. And this is their third game that they're playing. So they're split pretty much. So they're 1-1, one win for each team. And I think that Joel Embiid has an opportunity tonight. To last game, he was able to tie the record for with Allen Iverson and Will Chamberlain for most 30-point games. But I think that tonight he does it against at home against Boston Celtics. So I like him to go over 28.5 points for tonight against the Boston Celtics, which again are struggling on the road. And you know, this is always a good matchup. So in order for them to go ahead and pull out the win, I think that he's going to pretty much have to have that that effort.
So yeah, I think that's a great point that you brought up, Will, about the record. So the record right now for the Sixers 30 plus points in consecutive games is he's tied at number 8.
Yeah, he's tied at number 8. So tonight he has the chance to go ahead and pretty much break the record, man, and be that of the franchise guy for the 76ers, which I think, like, again, I think he's going to be able to do. It's kind of interesting also to Moonoff if you look at it, because out of all 9 games, this game has the lowest total at 209.5. Right.
Yeah.
But I think that, if the majority of the scoring, I think for Philadelphia is going to be, you know, the usual suspects. So it's going to be Joel Embiid, Tobias Harris, and probably Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely looking forward to having Embiid go ahead and break that record tonight. And I think he's going to be motivated to do it.
Yeah. Like this is the third matchup between these two teams already this season. The first two games were in Boston. Now the third game here tonight in Philadelphia. And the first two games, the first game this season, Joel Embiid struggled shooting the basketball, man. He had 13 points only, and he was only 3 of 17 from the field. And also struggles shooting free throws in that game. He was only 6 of 10. He's been a pretty, I guess we could say, consistent free throw shooter. But the second matchup in Boston back on December 20th, in 40 minutes, Joel Embiid scored 41 points in that game, grabbed 10 rebounds, shot the ball a lot better. 14 of 27 from the field at 52%, 12 of 14 from the free throw line as well. So, yeah, like you said, I think that breaking the record of 30 plus points scored in consecutive games as an organization record for the Sixers, definitely on the mind of Joel Embiid tonight. And look, he's dropped 31 straight. He scored 31 points exactly in five straight games here, Will. So I think you're on the right track here. I also did like this play tonight for Joel Embiid to get over this number. For my first play here, I'm going to go with Fred VanVleet. So there's a couple of ways you can attack this. And I know right now the over is going to be 3-point shots made for Fred VanVleet. And definitely shop around for this number. Because I'm seeing on one book, it's at 3.5 at -170. Don't usually like paying that type of juice for player props. I'm going to try to see on another book if I can find it at a better odds. But I would maybe buy this number up to 4 if your book does allow that for Fred VanVleet to get over 3.5 3-point shots made here tonight. Let me quickly see on this screen if I can find some better odds. Yes, it's going to be around -160, -170, but I would buy it up to 4. And look, the Raptors are going into Detroit tonight to take on the Pistons, and the Pistons are one of the worst, if not they are actually the worst 3-point defending teams over the last few weeks here, and especially over the last 5 games. The Pistons ranked dead last in 3-point shots allowed to opposing teams at 15.4 and are number 30 dead last as well in opponent 3-point percentage allowed. Furthermore, Fred VanVleet has knocked down 4 or more 3-point shots in 9 straight games for the Toronto Raptors. Now he has a great matchup against a team that cannot defend the 3-point line. So I'm expecting Fred VanVleet's hot shooting, at least from the 3-point line, to continue here tonight against the Pistons. So I'm going to buy this up to 4 to pay a little bit of less juice on this, Will, but I think this is a pretty good matchup here tonight for Fred VanVleet to get over 3.5 3-point shots made against the Detroit Pistons.
I love that play, man. I love that play, Moonoff. And I was actually contemplating taking Fred VanVleet on pretty much on over the points, right? But I just saw that there were some other good players that I think would definitely be able to hit. Now, check this out, though, because I'm checking right now. On FanDuel Sportsbook, so you got plus made threes, 4 plus made threes. You got him at -140. So at 5 plus made threes, you got him at +166. So I may have to sprinkle something on the 5 plus made threes as well. You know what I'm saying? The odds there are just pretty much something that you have to take advantage of. It's kind of like how we talked last week, right? Again, with Malik Monk.
Yep.
And we saw how that game ended. So I think that you're pretty much in a good situation there for the 4 plus made threes as well as the 5 plus made threes as well.
Yeah, I like it at -140. So a little bit juiced, but I think he can definitely, again, 9 straight games, he's got 4 or more. And I would, if you want plus odds, get it up to +166, Will said, at 5 or more 3-point shots made tonight for Fred VanVleet. So that was my first player prop here tonight. Will, let's get to your second one, man. What do you got?
Now, I really like this play tonight. This is actually different deal here. We have Orlando at Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And I think it's going to be a great game. One of the earlier games on here, but I like Scary Terry Rozier, man, over 20.5 points. If you look at his last 10 games, he scored over 20 points in 7 out of the last 10. So, he's listed right now at 20.5 points. So I like that. I like him to go over that as well. And I'm also looking at, the over for Terry Rozier again. This is like a bonus, but I like him at 28.5 points plus rebounds and assists.
Yeah, Terry Rozier, like you mentioned, I mean, I've been watching the past couple games here for the Charlotte Hornets, and number one, defensively, this team is playing a lot better over the course of the last 5 games. I think they're all the way up to top 5 in defensive efficiency, where the season long ranks have been number 26. But offensively, I mean, this team is just so fun to watch just because of the guard play that they do have in the backcourt with LaMelo Ball and, like you mentioned, with Terry Rozier. And Rozier is a great 3-point shooter as well. You know, scoring the basketball and knocking down shots. On the season, he's averaging 18.2, but like Will alluded to, he's had 20 or more points scored, in four of the last five games for the Charlotte Hornets. And again, the 3-point shots have also been falling for him. In four of the last five games, he's hit four or more 3-point shots. And he's also getting the volume up. This season, they've matched up as well, Will. And that was back on November 24th in 37 minutes. Terry Rozier had 27 points against the Orlando Magic here tonight. But yeah, you're right, man. I think this is a good spot for Terry Rozier to continue to score in the basketball here. So I do like this points to go over tonight of, what'd you say the number was? 20.5?
20.5, man. 20.5. So I think that that's definitely, very, very well put right there. And I could just see him, not only that, but like I said, also with the his set total for the points, rebounds, and assist.
Yeah, 100%, man. So let's get have a big night from Terry Rozier here tonight for the Charlotte Hornets taking on the Orlando Magic. Let's get over to my next player prop, Will. For my next one, I'm going to take DeAndre Ayton over 9.5 rebounds here tonight. Suns are visiting the Indiana Pacers tonight, and I believe this is a game where Ayton can have some success rebounding the basketball against the front court, or kind of lack thereof, for the Pacers. It's crazy to say that because they have Miles Turner in that front court. But I know Ayton hasn't gone over this number in three games in a row here, but the Pacers are not a great team defending the center position as far as rebounds allowed. They are allowing opposing centers to grab 14.4 rebounds per game over the last 7 days. And the Pacers ranked number 19 in rebounding percentage over the last five games as well. So Ayton is averaging close to 11 rebounds per game on the road so far this season. And I think that, again, if they want to keep Sabonis and Miles Turner off of the offensive rebounding and allowing second chance points for the Indiana Pacers, DeAndre Ayton's going to be key in that category to grab these defensive rebounds for the Phoenix Suns here tonight. So I like DeAndre Ayton to get into double digits rebounding the basketball here tonight against the Indiana Pacers, Will.
Yeah, I like that, man. DeAndre Ayton, as you know, it seems like on a – pretty much any given night, that guy's like a walking double-double, right? So I think that this is going to be definitely a good matchup for him in Indiana tonight. Again, one of the early games. So I like that. And I like the Phoenix has been playing well, man. I mean, they have one of the best records out here at 31-9. So, yeah. You know, Ayton definitely putting up some numbers, not only on the boards, but also on the as far as like points scored.
Yeah, 100%, man. So this is going to be another good game to watch here tonight between the Pacers and the Phoenix Suns. I think it's an opportunity for Phoenix Suns to kind of create separation, at least right now, for the first number one seed in the Western Conference, just because the Golden State Warriors are kind of in this funk right now and losing games here a little bit. So I think Phoenix should take advantage of this opportunity where it's going to matter at the end of the season to, when we see that they're one or two games separated and that Phoenix Suns are at this point of the season, we're able to take advantage of these games, especially with the Golden State Warriors reeling here a little bit. But, Will, let's get to your last player prop, man. What do you got for tonight?
So I'm going to stay in the same game as the as in my first one with Boston visiting the 76ers. I'm going to go ahead with Jaylen Brown over 34.5 for points, rebounds, and assists. Okay. I mean, this guy right here, man. I mean, not only is he super productive, but he's also playing a lot of minutes, right? I mean, this month so far, playing 46 minutes, 35, 34, 34, 43, and 35. So the only time this month where he hasn't reached over 34.5 or even 35 with the combo, with the points, rebounds, and assists is only one game out of six, right? Wow. The last couple games, he's hit that number. He's went over that number before the fourth quarter. So I like it to be more the same. Again, like we said, this is pretty much a good matchup every time that Boston faces Philadelphia. We talked about it again. This is the third game that they're playing. Both teams have split games there. First game in Philadelphia, but I think that it's going to be, if they want to go ahead and get that win, because Philadelphia is favored, they're going to go ahead and have to have a big night, not only by Jaylen Brown, but also by Taysom.
Yeah,
Tatum.
Yeah, Jason Tatum. Yeah, you're right. This is a division game between these two teams in the Atlantic Division, the third matchup already this season. And like you mentioned, both these teams, they split the season series so far. Like we mentioned, the both of the games so far have been in Boston. This is the first home game of the remaining two in Philadelphia this week, tonight. But like you mentioned, you know, we talked about also Jaylen Brown rebounding props with Scott. I believe this was last week or this week. Jong had mentioned it. Scott had mentioned it as well this week, is that the books were not accounting for his rebounding props either. And I kind of liked how you took the player prop of points, rebounds, and assists, because underratedly, he's a pretty good rebounder. I mean, this month alone, in about seven games here, he's averaging 29.7 points and 9.2 rebounds. And just that alone, without even the assist, well, that gets you over that projection of 34.5 of points, rebounds, and assists. So I know he had the 50-point game against the Orlando Magic. I believe that was a game without Jason Tatum, if I'm not mistaken, but that was a game that went overtime. But nonetheless, I mean, you know, Jaylen Brown, and this guy is healthy, this guy can fill up the stat sheet for you. And like you mentioned, that he's been doing this not only in the month of January so far, but also, you know, over the last couple games there in December, where he had, he had 20 plus points in about eight or nine straight games for the Boston Celtics. So yeah, this is definitely a play I can get behind. And again, for the Boston Celtics, you need your stars to shine. Like you mentioned, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown have to step up tonight if they're going to want to win this game as well. Currently seeing on the injury report, Marcus Smart may not play tonight. He is questionable still. I know he was out last game. So
yeah, he's out. They announced that he's out. So it's going to be, pretty much.
And also with Jaylen Brown, just to kind of wrap it up here, he's playing the minutes too, like you mentioned, right? He's played 35 plus minutes in every single game this month, except for one. So yeah, look for Jaylen Brown to have a big night tonight for the Boston Celtics against their division rival, the Philadelphia 76ers. So I'm sure you're going to have your eyes glued to that game for sure, since you're 2 out of 3 player props for that game, Will.
Big one early on, man. Big one early on, yeah, for sure.
Let me get to my last player prop here, and it's going to be a player we've discussed at volumes on this prop cast and in the NBA Slack channel, and it's DeJounte Murray. But I'm taking a different angle on this. I'm taking some defensive player props here for him tonight. I'm going to take DeJounte Murray over 2.5 steals and blocks here against the Cleveland Cavaliers coming into town in San Antonio. And like I said, as much as we've talked about the offensive improvement and the stats overall for DeJounte Murray, we don't usually talk about how great of a defender he is and on the defensive side of the basketball. Murray has gone over the stat projection of over 2.5 steals and blocks in 7 straight games. Cavs ranked number 28 in opponent steals allowed. They ranked number 27 in turnover percentage in the last 5 games. And opposing point guards against the Cavs are averaging 2.7 steals and around half a block over the last 7 days. And Murray has recorded 1 block at least in 4 out of the last 6 games. And I'm going to quickly pull up what he's done getting steals, and I'll quickly just rattle it off from his game log over the past several games here. So last game so I'm not going to go through it all. So I'm just going to count here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Over the last 7 games for DeJounte Murray, he's recorded at least 2 steals. And in those 7 games, he's had 4 games where he's had 3 or more steals for the San Antonio Spurs. So I'm going to take DeJounte Murray to try to put the clamps down tonight on a player like Darius Garland, who has been playing really well for the Cleveland Cavaliers. So I'm taking a different angle. This is at plus money at plus 105. So I definitely love this play here tonight for DeJounte Murray over 2.5 blocks and steals. Will, what do you think about that one?
Yeah, I like that, man. I really like that. You know what? I didn't even have that on my radar, but the fact that you mentioned that, and especially, like I said, I've been watching the last couple games for San Antonio, and that guy defensively is definitely somebody that could go ahead and pretty much stop, or if not, contain Garland, because they're gonna have to do it, right? Garland is obviously one of the top guards out here right now, young guard in his second year, but if Cleveland wants to go ahead and get this win tonight in San Antonio, they're going to have a big game by Garland. I think that Dejounte Murray is going to definitely be motivated to go ahead and stop him and do his thing. So I like that. I mean, I'm going to have to tail that one as well.
Yeah, 100%. Especially I like that plus money. And I look one back and just look at his game log. I mean, you know, you can, and our listeners and yourself will just go down and look at it, man. I mean, this guy is averaging 2.6 steals in the month of January so far. And even last month, in the month of December, he was averaging 2 steals. So I think that if we're able to get at least, you know, 2 steals and at least 1 block, I mean, you know, that could get us over the number. But like I said, he hasn't been shy about getting steals, you know, over the course of these last 7 games here. He can get easily 3 against a team that's been really been turning the basketball over at a very higher rate in the Cleveland Cavaliers. So, yeah, I really like that play here for tonight. Well, let's take one last break here, bud. We'll come back. We'll identify our best bets for player props and get any final thoughts. The fantasy season may be over, but the action is still coming on the Better Fantasy app. Download their free-to-play app today to bet on player props for the NFL playoffs. You can also enter their player prop pools and score big when you win. We love Better Fantasy because we can win awesome prizes and even raise money for charity along the way too. It's totally free to play. You'll earn better credits by completing challenges and use them to place your bets. Better Fantasy is available worldwide and in all 50 US states. Download the app today over at betterfantasy.com/SGPN. That's betterfantasy.com/SGPN. Since when did sports betting become so rigid? Sports betting is meant to be social. When I picture betting, I picture bootleggers with mustaches tossing bets around in a speakeasy. SoBet is taking the social lineage of betting and putting a modern twist on it by providing a modern platform. SoBet is changing the game with their new product. Head over to SoBet.io and create an account to see for yourself. Through their fully functioning and free web application, you can access a demo of their app, which will launch next fall. The app includes consensus lines from Vegas, a feed of what other people are betting on, and the ability to send friendly wagers to anyone you know via QR codes, text, and links among other methods. No money is transacted on the app and is purely competitive. Next time you're with your friends watching sports, turn the dial up a notch. Go to SoBet.io and see who can win and hit the most ridiculous bets. Users have the ability to place bets off Vegas odds or generate a bet by changing any metric they want, as long as somebody is on the other side to accept. Let's get back to the roots of betting with SoBet. Go to SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN today to join the revolution. And don't forget, guys, the SGPN app is now live on the App Store and Google Play Store. The app gives you access to all of our picks and podcasts. Don't forget to toss up an app review and download the SGPN app today. All right, coming off of the break here, let's get into our best bets. Will, I'll give you the floor first, man. Best bet for tonight for your player props. What do you got?
Moonoff, it wasn't as simple as I would have thought, man. I was really torn because I like all three of these plays, but I'm going to have to go ahead and stay over here with the game that I actually have 2 player props in for tonight. And I like Jaylen Brown to go over 34.5 points, over 34.5 for his points, rebounds, and assists for the game against the 76ers tonight.
Yeah, again, you know, I think it really helps that, at least from a stats perspective, that Marcus Smart is going to be out in this game here tonight for the Boston Celtics. So, you know, you're expecting him to play heavy minutes here tonight for the Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown, like we mentioned, he's played 35 or more minutes in every single game in the month of January so far. But, you know, they are in a back-to-back situation here, but I don't think that's going to shy him away from at least, you know, putting up the points. And we've talked about the rebounds all week long for Jaylen Brown on not only the Monday the propcast, the Wednesday propcast, where John and Scott were backing it, and we brought it up in this week as well. So I'm glad that we're able to highlight a guy like Jaylen Brown. And look, Jaylen Brown, even with Jason Tatum back, he's been leading this team in scoring 3 out of the last 4 games since the return of Tatum, right? 22, 26, and 34 over the last 3 games for the Boston Celtics. So I do like this play here tonight. I'll have this game on for sure on one of my screens One of my screens, trying to get these player props in for you as well, Will. So good luck on that one, brother. For my best bet, I think I really got to go with that DeJounte Murray prop. It's a little different from what we're used to. You know, we are a lot of times we talk about the offensive stats for most of the players on our prop cast, but DeJounte, I can't ignore the fact that DeJounte Murray is not only a great offensive player, but defensively, this guy can put the clamps down on opposing guards and get those steals. Like I said, you know, seven straight games, he's gone over this projection of over 2.5 steals and blocks combined. And for us to get that plus money here, Will, I love this play. So I'll be watching this game and rooting on DeJounte Murray to put the clamps down defensively on whichever guard he's guarding tonight, whether it's Darius Garland or another player. So give me my best bet, DeJounte Murray, over 2.5 blocks and steals combined tonight.
I like that, man. Listen, that's bold. I think that's the first one that we've had as far as like the best bet for the defensive side, man. So that's good. But again, Murray's is a stat stuffer, man. You know what? Yeah. When you're looking at the end of the game at the box score, that man not only is putting up good production on the defensive side, but also points, rebounds, and assists. So you can't go wrong with his stat line for tonight.
Yeah, 100%, man. So hopefully we can cash our best bets here tonight on this Friday night schedule in the NBA. That's going to bring us to the end of the NBA player props prop cast for Friday night, man. Will, we have some great games here tonight. We talked about, you know, Boston, Philly. We have the Golden State Warriors in Chicago going tonight. Cavs and Spurs should be pretty good as well. And then you're ending the night with my Houston Rockets going into Sacramento, where we have an astronomical total of 239 points here tonight. So defense is definitely going to be optional in that game between those two players. But Will, any other final thoughts, and then let the people know where they can find you on social media, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So just real quick, what do you think about that? Because I was actually looking at the over for that game, and I was looking at probably like sprinkling something for the first half and the game.
I really do like the first half over at 122.5. The question is going to become, and Terrell highlighted this very nicely on the NBA gambling podcast this morning, is that if the Rockets are attacking the basket and getting those easy points inside the paint, this should go over the total. Now, if they start jacking up 3-point shots between Gary Porter Jr. and Jalen Green, Sacramento is a pretty good team defending the 3-point line. Terrell highlighted that very nicely. And I agreed with him that if the Rockets are going to attack the basket here tonight, and get to the free throw line, I think that's going to really set them apart and try to get over this number. But you know, then a lot of people are going to look at this total and say, hey, it's 240 points. This is crazy. But hey, let's not forget the other night the Rockets went into San Antonio and those two teams combined for 252 points and it flew over the total as well. So I can't advise an under with this Rockets team, especially where they are defensively right now and they have been over the past month or so. So, yeah, I do love the first half over in this game, but I won't be surprised if this is a game has a final score of 138 to like 130 something in that neighborhood where we see 250 plus points being scored in this game, man.
I like it, man. I like it. So this also may be a good spot for like some live betting, right? You know, you put something on the first half and then just see how things go and then adjust accordingly. And I know that you and I is pretty much I'll be going back and forth. And I'm always following you, man, on Twitter. You know, I'm definitely on the second half overs to take on these games, man. So that's always a good look. But yeah, you guys can go ahead and find me on Twitter at @biasopinions_ as well as contributing to the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, not only with basketball, but also football and fantasy stuff on there. So check me out on the website. And then, as always, man, me doing this on a moon off and I doing this every Friday, trying to get you guys to head into the weekend a little bit fatter pockets going in, you know, for some lunch and some dinner money, man, for the weekend. So,
yeah, 100%. I'm jealous that Will gets to, you know, travel down to sports books in his state and just kind of kick back and watch the games at sports books and go up to the counters and drop some live betting down or some second half bets or pregame bets. So definitely jealous of that, man. But yeah, man, Will, some great games here tonight. Definitely looking forward to the NBA action as well as the NFL action happening this weekend. That's going to bring us to the end of it, guys. You can find me on Twitter at SportsNerd824. We will have a prop cast later on today between myself, Dan, and Rod to go over the NFL player props for the Super Wild Card weekend. So definitely look out for that tonight Hopefully we can put some more money in your pockets for those NFL games. Make sure to head over to the website, like Will alluded to, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. A lot of fantasy content, as well as picks and podcasts happening across all major sports that are happening right now between NBA, NFL, hockey. That hockey channel is always bumping every single night in the Slack channel. So definitely hop into the Slack channel as well, sg.pn/Slack. With that being said, guys, good luck with your bets this weekend. Like I said, we'll be back this evening with the prop cast for the player props for the Super Wild Card weekend and the NFL. Let's break these books off this weekend and let it ride.